Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, getting you ready for kickoff. Week 12 of the National Football League is underway, folks. And here to talk about it on this Sunday is Hot Rod Johnson joining me.
What's going on, Mean Gene? I got a request for you, Gene.
What's that?
I want to change my name this week.
Okay.
To Adele.
Adele.
Yeah.
As in the singer.
Yes.
Adele.
That's my new crush. And I just want to be called Adele for the rest of the show today.
That's going to be kind of weird.
Just try.
Being that she's a female.
Just try.
You want to be called Adele.
Yes. Just try. Okay. Reintroduce me.
Okay. Joining me from our Parker University studios in Dallas, Texas is Adele.
Yeah, that really didn't flow too well.
It sure didn't, especially when I'm sitting up here looking at a grown-ass man want to be called Adele. Anyway, our next host joining us all the way from sunny Southern California, please welcome to the show, Ronnie Brooks.
Glad to be on the show, Gene, and a little chilly over here, but and also, just to tell you, the fans out here are ready to fire McCoy. So,
oh, you blame it on the fans. You just didn't want to say you ready to fire him.
No, they got the number one fan out here put Christmas lights up there with a San Diego Chargers sign and says, fire McCoy.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk about it later in the show because you want to fire the coach when, you know, the Chargers have lost six straight. So, I mean, it's the distraction of all of the things that are happening in San Diego. How do you have a meeting about where a team's going to play next year right in the middle of the damn season, which makes no sense to me. But anyway, we'll talk about that, folks. Anyway, it's the Yahoo Sports Kings, and week 12. We hope everyone out there had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Rod, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was wonderful. The family, of course, enjoyed the family. You know, of course, my day was interrupted by going out to AT&T Stadium to see that
That's debacle, man. That's work.
The Cowboys. But Thanksgiving was very good, you know. Did a little shopping. I refused to go shopping on Thanksgiving night because I want, you know, it's crazy to start those sales at 3, 4, 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. So I went out and fought the traffic on Friday, and, you know, I'm exhausted right now. But, hey, it was good.
Ronnie, what about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. You know, had a meal and at a friend's house and just chilled out and then came back and, you know, do the normal thing, sit back and watch football all day and chill, you know.
Okay, well, same thing. I had a chance to enjoy our family and friends and watch some great football on Thursday. I mean, you know, however you want to look at it. But hey, so we're going to talk about those games.
I also listened to Adele's album like 15 times.
Well, you know, since Rod is on this Adele thing, I will tell you that this woman is magnificent here. Her new album, I think I read somewhere where she sold somewhat 2.4 million copies.
It was 2.5 on like Wednesday, so.
In a couple of days. Like 10 albums an hour or something. Just remarkable. And I think I saw her on Saturday Night Live, too. This woman has a voice out of this world.
It's nothing like it right now.
Yeah, I mean,
she's a pure singer.
And she's crossing over to some R&B stations there.
She's gorgeous.
She's
gorgeous.
She's nice. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Somebody got a crush on this.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's my new crush, Ronnie B. That's my new crush.
The Sports Kings, we are here to talk some NFL football here. And, of course, week 12, folks, the season is almost over. You're going to hear us talk a lot today about playoff implications, who may be in, who we know has no chance to get in. And we'll talk about the Thanksgiving Day games, which took place. Three NFL games took place. The Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, and Carolina Panthers, all winners on Thanksgiving Day. So, guys, let's just go ahead and jump right into Thanksgiving. What game surprised you the most?
Of course, Detroit and Philadelphia. I mean, me and Gene, you're looking at a Philadelphia team just like the NBA team in Philadelphia looks like. I mean, I don't know what's going on. The Phillies sucked this year in baseball. Now you're looking at basketball and football. But you're looking at a team, me and Gene, that has just given up on Chip Kelly. I mean, they're 90 points over the last, what, two games within 4 days, 90 points. Jameis Winston and Matthew Stafford, what, 10 combined passing touchdowns or something like that over these two games? These guys are not even trying. It's
It's played out. Ronnie, your thoughts on the Detroit Lions beating the brakes off the Philadelphia Eagles 45-14?
I'm from Delaware, so I get to hear the Delaware Boo Birds, and the Boo Birds over there are crying like crazy, and they want Chip Kelly to be fired. They want him gone. They said, you wanted the merchandise, you wanted to pick the merchandise, and now you got the merchandise, and now you it looks like a disaster. Yeah. You know, same example out here in San Diego. The fans are calling for ownership to remove him, and it looks like his defense coordinator says he ain't going nowhere, and he'll be here next year.
Well, I tell you what, with Philly, as it relates to Chip Kelly, I mean, this is a prime example of what happens when you give somebody too much power and authority. I mean, you done chased out Shady McCoy and DeSean Jackson, and, you know, despite Nick the rumors Foles. That Nick Foles, you know, that he has problems with players with, you know, attitude or a character, however you want to say it. But anyway, Chip Kelly, I tell you, he has ruined that team in Philadelphia. And, you know, we're going to break it down a little bit more in the next segment, guys. But, man, don't want to see anybody lose their job, but it happens. And speaking of losing a job, Rob Ryan didn't look too bad on NFL Network. He looked like he might have him another job. So, folks, grab your coffee. Stick around. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. You're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. And we are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio this Thanksgiving weekend with Hot Rod Johnson, Mean Gene, and Ronnie Brooks. I'm sorry, Adele.
Yes.
Hot Rod Johnson, Adele.
Yes. Hot Rod Johnson, Adele, and Mean Gene here. Ronnie Brooks getting you ready for kickoff here. The show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Once again, folks, you can pick you up a brand new starting lineup here week 12. You don't have to keep the old fantasy football team that you had before. Start off with a fresh, brand new one here. All you got to do is go to DraftKings.com and register with DraftKings and enter the promo code SK2015. The show is also brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com. They build websites for anybody. You have a small business, I would give them a call or go online at ONFX.com. So, guys, we were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and how things look in Philly right now. Doesn't help that the 76ers have lost 27 straight. Yes. And you got the Eagles here who just, if one man, I've never seen one man just ruin a team like Chip Kelly.
I have. Matt Millen, when he was the general manager up in Detroit.
That's true.
They seem like they're just now starting. I mean, you know, and kudos out to Detroit. Three fantastic victories here in the last couple of weeks. Green Bay, a good Oakland team, and the way they dominated Philadelphia on Thursday. But what Chip Kelly has done, he made some very suspect moves, and it looks like it's coming to bite him, Mean Gene.
Yeah, it does look like it's coming to bite him. And the thing is that it's a disaster because I'm surprised that the ownership there allowed him, gave him so much power. I mean, he must have created a picture, a plan that was convincing. But that offense, that hurry-up offense and all of that stuff, which looked at one time like it was going to change the way the NFL was played.
Right.
Well, people figured out his plan.
Yeah.
And they slowed him up. And then you got to have the right people in place. You got to have the wide receivers like Jackson and the running back. You had McCoy. And Murray is not that type of running back.
Right.
He runs straight forward.
Exactly.
And McCoy ran side to side and cut and made twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same. So, and the Eagles' offensive line has been atrocious. And then that defense, you got a couple defensive backs that you paid them a lot of money.
Right.
And I think you get a high school back defensive back to play better than them.
Especially back there with Malcolm Jenkins, because he looks horrible back there.
That defense is horrible.
That defense is horrible. And going back to DeMarco Murray, that's not an offense. I don't understand why his people then look at him and say, hey, I know you want this money, but this offense doesn't fit you.
No, it
you
don't.
You know, you're gonna suffer more than you going to gain. Actually, it fits Ryan Matthews better than it does DeMarco Murray. But Ryan Matthews can't stay healthy. So, now you're looking at Mark Sanchez back there. I mean, his days are just numbered. I don't know if they're going to make a change prior to the end of the season, or I know he has too much pride to step away, but it's going to be a lot of college openings, gentlemen, coming up in the next week or two.
You bring up a good point. Chip Kelly has probably ruined any chances of a college coach getting a job in the NFL.
So.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. He was a good salesperson. He sold himself very well to the Eagles. They saw his resume on the field. He was able to show them where he wanted the team to be in, you know, 3 to 5 years, and they bought into it. I definitely do not think that this is going to hinder anyone else from coming from the college ranks to
They're not going
to
fire him because, you know, he's pretty much just one game out of first place still in this NFC East division.
Word on the street in Philadelphia is that they're not going to fire him through the middle of the season. They'll fire him at the end. Rory don't like firing coaches in the middle of the season. He plays it out, and then
you should fire him. I mean, look, you got the Giants 5-5 in the NFC East. You got the Redskins 4-6. You got the Eagles 4-6. And I don't know what the Eagles schedule look like here.
They're going to get beat down by the Patriots.
That's another 50-point game this weekend. They play the Patriots. Then they have the Bills, the Cardinals, the Redskins, and then the Giants. I mean, you're looking at the Cardinals, Redskins, Giants. Outside of the Bills, I don't see them winning another game. They very well possibly could lose to the Bills. But then I don't know if the Cardinals game is in Arizona. So I apologize for that. But then they got two divisional rivals with Redskins and Giants.
You beat those guys despite what happens on the outside of that division.
You win the rest
of your conference games, you win the division.
Well, you do have a point there.
Yeah, I mean, so it ain't really over, guys.
Well,
it's not over. The fat lady's warming up.
The Redskins, though, the Redskins have a very winnable game with the Giants this week, then the Cowboys, then they play the Bears, they have the Bills, Eagles, and Cowboys. If you look at the Giants, they have the Redskins, Jets, Dolphins, Panthers, Vikings, Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So the Redskins, honestly, if you look at their last three games, Bills, Eagles, Cowboys.
They got a chance to win that division.
They really have a chance to win this division. What are they right now?
I see a split with Dallas, perhaps.
No.
Oh, you see they'll win both games?
Yes.
You think so?
I don't know if
they win both games.
I don't know if you paid attention on Thursday. You know, I don't know if you saw the
Thursday,
tears.
I remember watching
Dallas, in Steve's eyes this morning.
Hey, Dallas can be spoiler to certain teams. You know,
true.
They could get up and get down. I mean, some of these guys got to save their jobs, and Jerry Jones is not going to. Hey, you still play for me and get win. We still might have a chance.
Ronnie B. Tony Romo is gone. Done. Well, he's done. The Cowboys are 0-7 without Tony Romo. Really 7.5 because they stunk it up the second. Well, actually, you know what? Romo actually stunk it up before he even got hurt. But the Cowboys are done. You know, it's to the point Tony Romo should be considered the MVP of the league because the Cowboys have done nothing, not one single solitary thing when Romo has not been behind on the quarterback.
Well, that's another thing. Jerry made another one that made some bad choices. Should have kept Murray. Should have did the right thing, and he wouldn't be in that problem.
A lot of risky decisions. But one thing I will look at, I mean, and you can say, okay, Romo hasn't been on the field. I'm only going to judge this guy for when he was on the field. Those two wins that he had, you know, before, that was classic Romo. But these last couple of games here, that he played against Miami and what he played, how he started the game on Thanksgiving Day, that has a lot of concerns with me because I'm like, you're looking at, you know, some interceptions, some poor decisions on the field. That's your quarterback.
Well, that was a piece that I wrote up on our Facebook page. You can find our Facebook page at Yahoo Sports Kings on Facebook. But I talked about what Romo said in his press conference afterwards. He was humbled. Of course he was. He said he heard his shoulder snap two times this time. But he was like, he didn't play very well. But my thing, he didn't play very well in Miami either.
He sure didn't.
He did not. The same mistakes he made against Miami, those poor reads and some of the decisions he made, this week he was just exposed because he played a better defense.
Right.
But you got to remember, you know, he hasn't played, so you got a lot of road rush.
You're sitting there on the bench looking at everything. I mean, I think quarterbacks have an advantage sometimes looking at the play on the field. I mean, this is Tony Romo. This guy's been in the organization for a long time.
Right.
And for him to be at the level of play that he's at, it's inexcusable.
No, I mean, it's still going back to what Ronnie said, Mean Gene. It may be inexcusable, but still, watching it and not being able to get out there on the field is two different things. And there was some rust in the mm-hmm. Miami game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that rust was exposed against Carolina. Those two picks, 58 seconds into the game? And a pick six. It was the same type of mistakes that he made against Miami. Like I said, he was just exposed by a better defense this week.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, so Tony Romo's out for the rest of the season. Re-injured his shoulder, which we talked about it a little bit before coming on the air about where the Cowboys are going to go as far as draft next year.
And definitely in the top five. I mean, you
need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback, but there's no top five quarterback coming out this year, me and Gene. So I'm looking at the running back position, you can upgrade.
There's never a top five quarterback. Sometimes things have to happen. Look at Tyrod Taylor and Blake Bortles.
There were two last year. I mean, two quarterbacks taken in the
Johnny
top five.
You had Johnny Manziel right there in your pocket.
There you go.
And well, I think Johnny's going to end up in Dallas because Jerry's going to say, hey, come on, Johnny, we'll take it.
You're the third person that have said that today, Ronnie, Johnny's going to end up in Dallas.
He's going to end up in Dallas. And Jerry's going to put up with his party and say, hey, go ahead and party. I don't care what you do, just produce on the field.
He's going to party with Jerry. What are you talking about? You know Jerry likes to party. Anyway, folks, we'll get more into some of the other things happening in the NFL, including that Carolina Panthers defense. We'll look more at the NFC East, look at the current standings. I know Rod has some playoff scenarios that might happen, so need you to stick around and get ready for more of the Yahoo Sports Kings. You're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Once again, folks, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio with me, Gene the Sports Machine, Ronnie Brooks, and Dale?
No, I'm Rod Johnson now.
Oh, you're Rod Johnson now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And Hot Rod Johnson here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Gentlemen, let's talk about it. First of all, let's give out the Twitter handles, which we always do right around this time of the show. You can catch Rod Johnson, YSK Rod. You can catch Ronnie Brooks at Sports Kings Host and Mean Gene at Sports Kings. You can always find us tweeting on Sundays like today. We will give you our thoughts and opinions on every NFL game that's going to be played. And we are still recapping some of the games played on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. And how about the Chicago Bears stunning the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau, ruining the Brett Favre festivities?
Yeah, it was a shocker there that the Bears came and Jay Cutler's been putting up some good numbers and getting the job done, and Mr. Forte doing his job and running a little bit. And the Packers' offense is right now is out of whack. And Brett Favre had Bart Starr come and his wife come to see Brett Favre for his retirement of his number.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool gesture by. I mean, you could tell, we can all know that Bart Starr is very sick, but he wanted to do that and in that rain, in that cold, but I think it was a very cool gesture by him. Brett Favre definitely deserved it. It was just Aaron Rodgers, who was the heir apparent to those two guys, to have his name plastered on the wall one day real soon. He is just not doing it right now. I mean,
so you mean Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers are talking? They're speaking?
I don't even think they acknowledged each other doing it.
I don't think they have.
I listened to Brett Favre when he was commentating during the third, fourth quarter. He never said anything positive about Aaron Rodgers. And
there's always been something there about those two. But anyway, guys, okay, not to belittle the festivities that happened on Thursday night, but what was the difference between that ceremony and what they did for Brett Favre in the middle of the summer? I mean, wasn't that the same thing? Was one, what, a jersey?
One was a Hall of Famer of the Green Bay Packers, and the other one was retiring the jersey.
Okay, speaking of Hall of Fame, he is eligible this year, right?
I think it is this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is this year. I mean, he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You don't think?
No, I'm just playing.
how can you say that?
I didn't get any coffee this morning. I'm just playing.
I mean, come on. So that would probably be, and that's where it looked like this thing is going, that this Brett Favre might get into the Hall of Fame. And I think they're getting down to what the 25 finalists here.
Right.
So we'll have more discussion on that, guys. As you know, the Sports Kings, we like to hang out with Hall of Famers. And who knows? You remember we talked to Brett Favre a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we did have an interview with Brett Favre. It was over the phone, but it was a pretty good interview.
Quite interesting. So, anyway, let's just right quick look at the NFC North here. And Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears got 5 wins. They're only 2 games out of first place. Don't know what the Vikings are going to do. They play the Falcons today, but in Atlanta. So, anyway, this division is also up for grabs.
Yeah, because the Vikings, were winning and they were ahead, and then they lost to Green Bay, and now the Bears are in the hunt. They just got to keep winning. And John Fox is a great coach, man. I think he's doing a remarkable job in Chicago for a first year coming in. But he's one of them type of coaches that comes in and fix things that are, you know, he can regroup a program real fast.
Yeah, Rodgers put up 202 yards in that game, and Eddie Lacy didn't have a bad day running. And Alshon Jeffrey with 90 receiving yards as the Bears knock off those Packers 17-13 in a rare win there at Lambeau. So, guys, no bye weeks. Everybody is all in for the next couple of weeks, and we can go ahead and get started here. What you got there, Rod?
Just want to let everyone know, if your team sucks right now, when I say suck, if they're below the record of they have a record below 500, don't worry. Since the current 12-team playoff format was instituted in 1990, 18 teams have reached the postseason despite having a losing record after week 11.
Well, if you're Cleveland and San Diego, don't believe the hype, because your ass ain't going nowhere. Whatever Rod just said, you guys are at 200 right now, at 400, well, 200, the with most, a 2-8 record.
The most recent, now no one has ever reached the Super Bowl, but the most recent were the 3-7-1 Carolina Panthers last year. They end up finishing the season 7-8-1. And Ronnie B, even your San Diego Chargers back in 2013. At that point, at 11 games in the season, they were 5-6. They finished the season 9-7. They only made it to the divisional playoff round, but hey, they made the playoffs.
There's going to be some ugly, ugly division winners here. Talked about the NFC East is going to be ugly. Mm-hmm. The NFC North is going to be ugly. And everybody else is.
Don't forget about
the AFC South. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have some ugly division winners, but like Rod just said, I mean, be careful, because anything, those divisions are up for grabs. You could have a team with an ugly record go deep into the playoffs.
For some reason, you know, teams look at it. Your playoff season starts today.
Pretty much.
You have to win out. Kind of like me in fantasy football. You have to win out in order to make the playoffs. And once you're there, you're already
hot. I got beat down last week in fantasy football.
Good. You're still 9-2.
No, I lost my third game. Oh, no, but anyway, after winning 8 straight. But hey. Let's go ahead and start with this. This is going to be a good game here. 2 teams over 500, thank goodness. The 7-3 Minnesota Vikings at the 6-4 Atlanta Falcons. Ronnie, who wins this game?
Well, I'm taking the home team, but I like Minnesota. AP could have a big day on that Atlanta defense, but I'm going to take the home team.
I'm going with Atlanta as well. I mean, they are not playing good football right now. However, the only reason
Super Bowl team, isn't it?
It's still my Super Bowl pick to go. They're 6-4. They're playing a very good Minnesota 7-3 team. The only reason I'm going with Atlanta is because they're at home.
Well, I don't know if Devonta Freeman is going to clear concussion protocol.
He will not be playing today.
So that is not a good thing. That's not a good thing for me either. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Falcons as well. And what's going to happen is that they would give Minnesota their fourth loss and just make things more chaotic in that NFC North. The next game we have is the St. Louis Rams, 4-6 at the Cincinnati Bengals, 8-2. The Bengals lost to the Cardinals.
Yes.
2 straight losses for the Bengals now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Rams, they also lost right there at the end against the Baltimore Ravens. So, strong defense here going up against a strong offense. Who you got, Rod?
Well, you know, with all the problems that the Rams were having with the Case Keenan concussion deal, I think it's going to linger over. I know it was a heavy cloud over that facility this past week. Cincinnati, I told you guys last week, and I'm going to stand by. Cincinnati will finish the season 11-5. This is just one of the games they will win. I'm not surprised if they go 10-6, but I think their luck has run its course. But I am going with Cincinnati against St. Louis this week.
Ronnie?
I'm going with Cincinnati also. I think Marvin Lewis can get this team back to where playing better defense, and and they were in the game. Arizona had the game. It just came down, and Carson Palmer came down and did his job in the last minute. So I like what Cincinnati is doing. I think they're going to beat St. Louis. And the calls for Jeff Fisher to be fired, that he's on a hot seat, is what I'm hearing.
This guy keeps the job longer than any coach in the NFL. You're not going to fire him that easy. But I'm going with the Bengals, although I will keep my eyes out on Mr. Gurley, who is tearing things up there with 766 yards this season. So that's quite interesting. But going with the Bengals. The next game we have, this should be a nice one here. The New Orleans Saints, 4-6, and they're at the Houston Texans, 5-5, first place Houston Texans.
I can't believe that. 5-5, first place Houston Texans with a new coach with no running game, and the quarterback situation there has been crazy. The only consistent they've had there is Andre Hopkins. Well, DeAndre Hopkins,
Oh, my goodness.
He is just phenomenal. Sometimes he gets omitted when you talk about the great receivers in the league now. But, you got to remember, this guy played behind Sammy Watkins at Clemson. Then he got to the NFL and played behind Andre Johnson. Now he's shining.
This boy's good.
This guy is very good. Has 62 catches for 894 yards and 7 touchdowns, including 118 yards and 2 touchdown catches last week. I'm actually going with the Houston Texans. I know the Saints, they had a bye week. They have time to fix things. But Houston is at home. It's one of these must-win games for Houston. They have to win. I'm going with Houston.
Who you got, Ronnie?
I'm going with New Orleans. I think Drew Brees had a week rest, and they could figure this out. They had weeks to practice to get this team going. I like what Houston is doing, but I like what New Orleans is. I think they had a week off.
Yeah, they did have a bye week, so they lost to the Redskins 47-14 before that bye week there in week 10. So I'm going to go with the Houston Texans as well. I like what they're doing. I think they have a chance to tell people that their record is better than what's advertised there, and that it's no fluke there to be a division champ. So, folks, anyway, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, Ronnie Brooks. Getting
Hello.
You ready for kickoff.
I'm thinking about, hello.
Please.
That's really the only word I know of the whole song, but it's so beautiful.
Yeah, that is Hello. A nice song. Just can you let her sing that song like my mom used to tell me. Who sing that song, boy?
You know why they sing that song? So you won't have to.
Exactly.
Mean Gene, real quick before we get back into the picks, Mean Gene, playoff scenarios pretty much have already played out. New England won, Carolina won. Of course, they're the two undefeated teams. They're the only teams that are in playoff scenarios now. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, New England, New England will be winning later today. But New England wins today. The New York Jets and Buffalo, if both of those teams lose, New England actually clinches the AFC East already. Carolina won, which we already know.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina won plus a Seattle loss or tie and a Tampa Bay loss, they actually win. They're actually clinch a playoff spot. So it's actually, those are the two teams right now. We'll keep you abreast of the playoff scenarios going forward. But basically, if they just win and two teams lose, they're
in. I think everyone's going to be watching that. We'll talk about the Sunday night game, which is going to be the Patriots and the Broncos. Mm-hmm. And no Peyton Manning against Tom Brady. That thing is not built up to what it used to be.
Osweiler is not bad at all. I told you that last year when he was supposed to come in for Peyton. Let's talk about that when we get to him, because there's some things that I think that's going on in Denver has much more to do with Peyton. Much more is more than Peyton's injury. I think it's much more. Yeah.
Well, that game's coming up here. So let's look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 5-5. How about this? Lovie Smith got this team 500, which is an accomplishment, going up against the wounded Indianapolis Colts, who are also 5-5, and this is actually going to be a good matchup here.
It's going to be a great matchup. Doug Martin has actually found his second win.
You find Doug Williams from?
He was just on my mind. Doug Williams rushed for 235 yards last week, Mean Gene. He has actually found the fountain of youth.
He killed me.
But the thing about it, Jameis Winston is playing like the Jameis everyone saw at Florida State last year and year before. And I honestly think that he's going to continue riding this little wave that they're going. Granted, they were playing against the Philadelphia team who really doesn't care anymore. But this week, I think, is going to end for them. They're in Indiana. They're in, playing the Colts, and I think the Colts will pull this one out.
Ronnie?
Even I'm going with Tampa Bay. I think the Colts, because Andrew Luck is not there. Hasselbeck is doing a good job, but I like Tampa Bay. Winston is playing like a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Yeah, happy. Ronnie, I agree with you on how he's playing. I mean, he tied the NFL rookie record with 5 touchdown passes last week. And, of course, they are trying to get that 3rd win in a row. When was the last time, you know, a Tampa Bay team has had 3 wins in a row since that 2002 Super Bowl, which they, you know, won there? But I'm going to go with Indianapolis. I mean, what, DeQuell Jackson just acted a fool last week.
Yes, he did.
And it's not so much of Indy's offense that I'm looking at. It's their defense that I think they'll get it done, which will create problems for the Texans. So I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. Next game we have is the San Diego Chargers, 2-8 at the Jacksonville Jaguars, 4-6. This is what we call the Boring Bowl. And but maybe not so much for Jacksonville, who has a chance to win this game. Who you got, Ronnie?
I'm going with Jacksonville. The Chargers have given up. They're hurt. They got no line. The fans are calling for the owner to sell the team. Also, you know, fans are wanting to fire McCoy and the GM. So let's go. So it's Jacksonville all the way.
West Coast traveling to the East Coast in an early game on Sunday. Gordon, the talented rookie coming out of Wisconsin, 0 touchdowns for Mean Gene and his fantasy team this year. The top receiver for San Diego is Danny Woodhead coming out the backfield. I don't see how San Diego will win this one. I'm going with Jacksonville.
I'm going with Jacksonville too, because Phillip Rivers, man, he looked good in the first half of the season here lately, man. Phillip Rivers have just Ronnie, I think it's the distraction there. I mean, you got all this stuff happening in San Diego.
Well, I think it's the offensive line. The offensive line is beat up, and they have no King Dunlap can't block nobody. It's just one of them things. Mr. Fluker has got a bad ankle, and they just have not did the job of protecting Phil Rivers. Gates hasn't did anything. Allen is out. Floyd has been out. So, you know, when you got weapons out and you can't and new guys, young guys coming in and don't get the job done.
All right, so I'm going to go with the Jaguars. Okay, we are into the rapid-fire segment of the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, guys. Buffalo Bills 5-5 at KC Chiefs 5-5. Who wins, Ronnie?
Kansas City. I think he's got Andrew Reid got him playing good.
Yeah, I'm going with Kansas City as well. They're aiming for their 5th consecutive victory at home against Buffalo. I'm going with Kansas City.
Same here, going with KC. Next game, we have the Miami Dolphins 4-6 at the New York Jets 5-5. Who wins in this AFC matchup, AFC East matchup?
I'm going with the Jets. I just think they're at home.
Yeah, the Jets being at home, it's another must-win for them. They had to win against Houston last week, but I think with them being at home, I'm going with the Jets as well.
I'm going with the Jets as well. Next game, Oakland Raiders 4-6 at the Tennessee Titans 2-8. Who wins?
It doesn't really matter, but I'm going with Tennessee.
Okay. I'm going with the Oakland Raiders. I think they're still a very good football team. They're going against a 2-8 Tennessee team. The Oakland Raiders still have a lot to prove. I'm going with Oakland.
All right. I'm going with Oakland as well. Next game we have is the New York Giants 5-5 at the Washington Redskins 4-6. Interesting battle for first place on the line here.
I'm taking Eli and the Giants, and the Beckham's going to have a big day.
I think having that bye week definitely helped the Giants this late in the season, helped them heal a little bit. JPP Paul is back into shape. Their defense is looking very well. And like you said, Beckham and Manning will be unstoppable this week at Washington. I'm looking at the Giants going up going to a 6-5 record.
All right. I'm going with the Giants in this game as well. Next one we have is the NFC West matchup, the 8-2 Arizona Cardinals at the 3-7 San Francisco 49ers. Who you got there, Ronnie?
I'm going Arizona. I think Carson Palmer proved that he's a good quarterback, and their defense can do the job on 49ers.
Carson Palmer has won 21 of his past 25 starts, has 27 touchdowns, the most by any Cardinals quarterback in the first 10 games of a year, passing for 311 yards last week. You have to go with Arizona. I'm the way that they're playing right now, San Francisco is a mess. I'm going Arizona.
Cardinals won 4 in a row. I'm going with the Cardinals. Next game we have is the rematch of Super Bowl 40. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers 6-4 at the 5-5 Seattle Seahawks. Ronnie, who wins?
Well, this one is – I got it up in the air, but I'm going to go with the home team. I think Seattle can beat the Steelers. The Steelers, you know, I just got a feeling that Seattle's on another one of them runs. Pittsburgh is my team, but I just think Seattle at home, 12th man.
Wow. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That offense is going to be back after a bye week. And I think it's just going to be hard, very hard for Seattle to keep in touch and keep going with them.
I agree. Coming off a bye week, I believe they can get it done. So I'm going with the Steelers. Next game we have is a Sunday night game here. This is one that everybody's been waiting for, but it will not be Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. It's going to be Tom Brady and Brock Osweiler. It's the New England Patriots undefeated at the Denver Broncos playing in Invesco. Who you got, Ronnie?
I'm going with the New England Patriots. Tom Brady is the MVP of the league, and he's going to get it done.
I'm going with New England as well. But, guys, just like I was saying earlier, I believe a lot of this has to do with Peyton, him being ineffective. He's not fitting in with Kubiak's offense. He is not fitting, and Osweiler will take advantage of this offense. He won't win this game. He played very well last week. But I think going forward, we may see Peyton play one or two more games once they get into the playoffs. And that's it. I don't think he's coming back for the rest of the remaining season.
Hey, I'm going with the Denver Broncos. I think this might be the Broncos defense. If Osweiler can just hold, manage the game well, I think the Broncos defense might put them in a good position to win this game. I'm going with the Broncos to give the New England Patriots their first loss. The Monday night game. You mean we waited for this? It's the Baltimore Ravens 3-7 at the 2-8 Cleveland Browns. We could have done this game first.
This is my WWE bowl, because that's what I will be watching, WWE. You're looking at Matt Schaub will make his first start for the Ravens, his last start on Monday Night Football when he was with Houston, completed 34 of 45 passes for 345 yards. That will not be the case this week. This is my upset alert. No Johnny Manziel, Josh McNow. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns.
Who you got, Ronnie?
I'm going with Baltimore Ravens. I think pride is on the line without Flacco, but I think the Baltimore Ravens can get it done.
All right. Here, reluctantly, I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens because of everything that Rod said. Anyway, it's not going to be one of those games I'm going to watch. But anyway, folks, hey, hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving weekend. Get ready for some more great football here as the NFL continues here. You have been listening to Mean Gene, Hot Rod, and Ronnie. Yahoo Sports Kings, right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hello.